Nowadays, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't swear in some way or another, whether it's a blast it after stubbing a toe or a goodness when David Warner gets caught without making any runs, if you're a cricketing fan. But where do these words originate? To find out, we're joined on the phone by Carmela Hollow from the University of New South Wales. So tell us, how did swearing come to be? Has there always been naughty words?
I imagine so. We think of the function of what we call naughty words. There are about three different functions, and one of them is, as you introduced, stubbing your toe. So something like that where it gives relief or it's cathartic because you've said something. It really doesn't matter what you say, but if it's, an SH word or an F word or something like that, we've come to associate those with that. But you could just as well say chair or, you know, anything at all. So long as you say it with gusto, and it gives you that feeling of relief. So that's one. The other one is when you're actually trying to abuse someone.
Of course.
And those ones, we're a bit dubious about. There's a large number of them, and some of them are what we consider to be blasphemy. You know, intending to insult the gods. And we have descriptions of these in Roman times.
Oh, really?
So that goes back a lot. Oh, yes. There were quite explicit and complicated rules about what you could say and what you couldn't say, and you could lose your life for that.
Wow.
But the third one, which we imagine is kind of more modern, perhaps, is where you actually swear to bring yourself closer to the people you're talking to. You know, the swearing in company where you sort of use F word as an adjective, because we're not allowed to use them, but, you know, it's a great Australian adjective. And the thing about that particular word is that it's so flexible grammatically. You could use it as a verb, as an adjective, or whatever. But that is said to, you know, in the sense that formality is a matter of distance. Informality reduces distance. And you can't be much more informal than dropping an occasional swear word in company. And so that is probably a more recent phenomenon.
You mentioned that it's a sort of a very Australian thing to do. Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, has swearing kind of lost some of its impact, especially in a country like ours, do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is something, particularly with the F word, I think. Certainly when I was young, I wouldn't dream of saying it. I still would say it very, very rarely, but even at my age, it's something that's become, you've become so inured to hearing it, even seeing it. You know, we now sometimes see it without the asterisks.
That's right.
And the dashes and the whatever. And that's the trouble with swearing. It loses its impact after a while. And so you have to go looking for something stronger.
Let's look at the history of some of these words. You've talked about the F word a little bit. What about the S word? What are kind of the origins of that word, and why is it being used, you know, as a
sort
of swear word?
The SH word.
That's right, yes.
Yes. Well, look, that, as what it refers to, obviously, is, you know, one of the most basic functions of an animal of any sort. We have a perfectly acceptable word for animal feces, which is dung. So there seems to be the word, we don't have any examples of it from Old English, but there are a number of reasons for that. When people first started writing English, it was a difficult task, it was expensive, there weren't a lot of people who could read and write, so you mainly reserved writing for material, sacred material, legal material, sort of material you wanted preserved. But certainly by early Middle English, around about 12th century, 13th century, say, we do have the word appearing. We also have the word, it was very funny, you sent me the acronym Store High in Transit, and so I looked it up. Acronyms are very late. And so I would have instinctively said, look, it's not likely to be an acronym. It's a word that's been around forever. But we also have a number of other arguments, and that is that this word does appear, related words to it do appear in other Germanic languages quite early, in Dutch and in German and in Danish. And the other thing is that when you conjugate it, when you make a past tense of it, you follow the perfectly decent word sitz, sat. And so that tends to suggest that it is also of early origin. So it's certainly been around for a long, long time. And for quite a while, it was not considered vulgar or rude or anything. It was simply a description of the action.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been fascinating to learn this with you, Carmela. Thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Carmela Hollow from the University of New South Wales talking to us about a couple of naughty words, where they come from and how they lost a bit of their... the oomph, I guess, is a word I'm looking for. The kind of shock value. And will that mean, you know, there's new swear words on the way? Who knows?